up 6 points on the good side, down 7 points on the bad side, a 13-point net positive swing. Best numbers the governor's had since January. Likewise, his job performance rating is up. What we call the generic reelect is up. And that question is, we ask that of incumbents generally. Andrew Cuomo's running for reelection. As things stand right now, are you prepared to reelect Andrew Cuomo as governor? Or would you prefer, quote, someone else, unquote? And what we see there is 57% of voters say they're prepared to reelect him. 35% say they would prefer someone else. Then later in the survey, when we actually ask the horse race question and we say the candidates are Andrew Cuomo on the Democratic, Working Family, and Independence Party lines, Rob Astorino on the Republican and Conservative Party lines, Howie Hawkins on the Green Party line, who would you support among those three? Or would you prefer someone, you know, would you vote for someone else or would you not vote at all? And what we see there is same 57%. Cuomo right now has the support of 57% of New York voters. Astorino only has the support of 21. So while 35% in the generic reelect question said they'd prefer someone else, for some of those people, Rob Astorino's not the someone else they were looking for. Astorino's got a real problem, and that is he first has to start out in a state that has a 2-to-1 Democratic enrollment advantage. 50% of the enrolled voters in the state are Democrats, only 25% are Republicans. It makes a Republican's challenge winning a statewide office very difficult. It's why no Republican has won statewide in New York since 2002, George Pataki's last term as governor. No Republican other than George Pataki has won statewide in New York in two decades. 1994, Dennis Vacco when he won the attorney general's office. Add to that, Rob Astorino, very popular in Westchester County. He just won last year re-election. It's a county that, like New York State, has a 2-to-1 Democratic enrollment edge. But Rob Astorino's not known around New York. Right now, 18% of voters have a favorable view of Rob Astorino, 12% have an unfavorable view, but 69%, more than two-thirds of the voters of the state, don't know enough about Rob Astorino to even have an opinion.
Astorino is no shrinking violet, though. He's certainly making a lot of noise so far. He's taking some pretty hard shots at the governor, but so far, no dents in the Cuomo armor.
No, you know, the problem is the people who listen to this show, who listen to WAMC, they're voters. They're among the people who know Rob Astorino. Rob Astorino's gotten a lot of attention in the newspapers. He's gotten coverage on the 6 o'clock news. He's gotten attention on the radio news broadcast. That's not enough. Most voters across the state don't pay attention to politics like idiots like me who do it 24/7. You know, most voters have a life to live. They're worried about their kids' education, their parents' health care, their job, how they're going to make a mortgage or rent payment. They're not focused on politics. Astorino's got to find a way to break through. He's got to find a way to find the money to advertise, to get up on TV, to get up on radio with ads, and you know, start to break through voters' consciousness. He's got to give voters a reason to say, hey, I like this guy. Hey, I should look at him before I decide whether I'm going to vote for Cuomo or not. And the problem is, as of January, Andrew Cuomo had $33 million in the bank and Rob Astorino had $1 million.
The voters are also telling Governor Cuomo, though, mind your own business when it comes to the state Senate. The governor wants to work hard so the state Senate is no longer controlled by the breakaway Democrats and the Republicans. But the voters are saying that's none of your affair. We'll make that choice.
Absolutely. The overall statewide voters say that. But it becomes a little bit more complicated because while right now 55% of voters say, governor, stay out. You know, let Senate elections happen on their own. 38% of voters say, no, governor, why don't you get involved and help the Democrats take over the Senate? When we look at it by party, very different. 81% of Republicans, not surprisingly, say, governor, mind your own business. Two-thirds of independent voters say, governor, stay out. But by a 57 to 36% margin, Democrats say, yeah, governor, help the Democrats take control of the state Senate. And for the next 2 months, it's really the opinions of Democrats that matter. in those five IDC districts. Right now, we know Jeff Klein, the head of the IDC, is facing a primary in his district from former Attorney General Oliver Coppell. Tony Avella in Queens, one of the other five Senate Democrats, facing a primary from former New York City Comptroller John Liu. David Valesky in Syracuse, David Carlucci in Rockland County, Diane Savino in Staten Island, will they face Democratic primaries? Well, in those races, it really doesn't matter what Republicans or independents think. If the Democratic challengers to these IDC members can make the notion of we Democrats can take back the Senate, then that's a persuasive argument potentially in those primaries.
Just over a quarter of New Yorkers, according to your poll, say they're better off now than they were, say, a year ago. But 50% say the state is on the right track. Do you see a mixed message there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a mixed message, and it's actually 4 years ago.
Four years ago.
Yeah. I mean, what we did, the standard first question in every Siena statewide poll is New York State on the right track, or are we headed off in the wrong direction? And right now, what we see this month, 50% say the state is on the right track, 39% say state's headed in the wrong direction. Up from 2 months ago in the last Siena poll when it was 46-44, basically break even. But we asked two different questions this month in the Siena poll. What we said is, would you say New York State is better off, worse off, or about the same as it was 4 years ago? We want to see what effect has Andrew Cuomo had in terms of, in the voters' minds, on the state. And what we see is a plurality of voters, 40%, say state's about the same as it was. 32%, about a third, say the state is better than it was. About a quarter, or 26%, say the state is worse than it is. Now, the folks who say it's worse, overwhelmingly Republican, overwhelmingly not in Cuomo's camp. But we also asked the follow-up to that one, which is sort of the infamous Ronald Reagan question. Are you better off? Are you and your family better off today than you were 4 years ago? And there we see a completely mixed bag. Roughly half the voters say they're about the same. About a quarter say they're better. About a quarter say they're worse.
The state attorney general and the state controller seem to be safe for the incumbent Democrats, Eric Schneiderman and Tom DiNapoli, respectively. They're all both running for re-election. Is it pretty much because they're Democrats?
Yeah, that is absolutely the case. We talked about it earlier, Brian. I mean, this is a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1, and the attorney general and controller are benefiting from that. Look, I said earlier when it came to Astorino, just being in the paper and on the news isn't enough to get known. Well, ask Tom DiNapoli, who's been the controller for 7.5 years, or Eric Schneiderman, who's been the AG for 3.5 years. Both of them are unknown to 60% of the voters in this state. But the good news for them is that their opponents are unknown to about 80% of the voters in this state. So what we see is really a pretty much straight party line support for DiNapoli and Schneiderman. And given the 2-1 enrollment edge, they really benefit from that.